Now, no matter where you are, I want you to allow yourself to simply sit back, listen attentively, and relax with each word that finds your ears. I want you to allow each and every word to bring you a calmer, more relaxed state of mind. Now I want you to lay your feet on the floor or up if you're laying down. I want you to allow your hands to fall down at your sides. I want your neck and shoulders in a completely relaxed stance. And as you begin to find yourself concentrating more and more upon my words, I want you to begin to feel your eyes becoming heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier. It's as if lead weights have been hung from your eyelids. They become heavier and heavier and heavier. You allow the heavy lead weights to pull your eyes closed, millimeter by millimeter by millimeter. In fact, each one of my words adds on to the weights attached to your eyelids, and they make them heavier and heavier and heavier still. Now I want you to allow your mind to run freely behind those closed eyelids. I want all the things that are running around behind those closed eyelids to suddenly freeze. Simply freezes. And we're going to pick up each and every one of those items. I want you to imagine yourself picking out of midair, off the desk, off the floor, all these little items of things that have been running through your mind, things that you need to do, things for work and family, all different things. And what we're going to do is we're going to put all of these things away now. Because you don't need these things right now. Right now, all you need to concentrate upon is my voice. And as I help you begin to put these things away faster and faster, you see them all disappearing. The room you imagine yourself in now is simply white. That's right. It's just an empty, white room. More and more things are flying away. They're all being put away in a big, big filing cabinet off to the side of the room. And as all these files that you no longer need to look at are put away, you find your focus increases. Now that all these things have been removed, your focus is set upon my voice. And you allow my voice to guide you now to where it is that I want to go. As you stand in the center of this white, stark room, you feel yourself go heavy and numb. Your entire body's muscles all give in at the same time. They simply go limp, loose, and relaxed. And you find yourself falling through the floor of this room now. You find your body falling in midair, falling, falling, falling deeper for Dominica. You find yourself falling very quickly through the sky, through the air, through space, through time. You fall faster and faster and faster than you ever have fallen before. And when you finally land, you land so softly. You land in the front seat of your vehicle. It's very warm in the vehicle. The vehicle's been sitting here all morning with the sun blaring through the windshield, and you can feel the heat suddenly begin to penetrate your body. It feels so good. It feels so good. Warm heat penetrating, literally seeping into your skin, to your pores, all the way through your skin, into your body, into your bloodstream, into your mind. Everything becomes warm, warmer and warmer and warmer still. You find yourself so warm inside this car. So warm here. So warm here. And as you look around, you notice there's other cars slowly strolling by with the window. That's right, look out the window. See them slowly, slowly going by. And people here and there. No huge crowds, but people walking by on the sidewalk on the other side of the car. You see them walking by. And as you suddenly look up into the rearview mirror, you see my eye staring at you. Staring into you, completely through you. You are mesmerized. You're caught inside my eyes. And you feel your heart begin to race. You feel your heart begin to race faster and faster and faster. And you can hear my voice somehow. It's as if mental telepathy is taking place. You hear my voice inside your head. And all I do is stand outside the car, all the way in the back of the car, staring into the closed car, staring into your eyes, capturing your attention, your complete and total focus. And as you stare into my eyes, you lose yourself. You lose everything you ever knew or ever were. You become simply helpless. It's just my eyes, and you can't look away. Suddenly you hear my voice inside your mind commanding you. Your mind can't help but accept my command. Your mind can't help but begin to create pure lust. Lust, lust inside of you. You feel yourself so turned on, so captivated by my eyes. You can feel yourself getting harder and harder and harder still. And you can hear my voice talking to you inside of your head, staring into your eyes through the mirror, still talking to you inside your head. That's right. You find me staring into you. You find yourself beginning to get hotter. You find yourself getting hotter and hotter and hotter now. You find the lust beginning to pump through your body, pump through your bloodstream, pump through your very being. Thud, 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 thud. Thud, heart pounding, your breath is racing, your body temperature has risen, and the pre-cum that begins to drip out of your hard cock, your cock that's so hard for me. You find everywhere that pre-cum touches, there begins a very strange, odd little sensation. It's as if little tiny suction cups are sucking at that area, everywhere the pre-cum is, and you find yourself wanting to dig your cock out, having to dig your cock out. You can't help yourself. Your eyes are fixated in that mirror, and you can feel your hand digging through the zipper, pulling your cock out, sitting right in your vehicle. You begin to stroke. You begin to stroke. You begin frantically pumping. That's right. The pre-cum creates suction all over the head of your cock. You're unable to resist. You are unable to resist. You are helpless inside of my gaze. You're embarrassed. And you're flush, and you're so sexually turned on. This is the hottest thing that's ever happened to you. You find yourself completely lost inside my eyes. Maybe a little bit scared and helpless, but it just adds to the whole allure of the whole thing. That's right. Just as embarrassed as you are, you're just as helpless to stop. The pleasure is just too strong. It's just too strong. It's just too strong. It's just too strong. You find yourself dripping again. Drip, 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 drip. You find yourself dripping. You find the warm pre-cum. It just drips all over you. And you can't help but slide your finger up and smooth it around into more areas. It feels so good everywhere the pre-cum touches. Drip. Drip, 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 drip. You can't look away from my eyes. You can't look away. You hear me. You cannot look away. You are so entranced by my gorgeous eyes, by my beautiful lips, by my eyes staring into you. You find yourself frantically pumping your cock. You find yourself milking it like a cow. So tight. You squeeze it and then pump it. And then squeeze it and then pump it some more. Over and over and over and over again. Accosting your cock. It feels so good. And you find yourself unable to stop. You find yourself unable to stop. All you can do is frantically pump. You notice the people around you, but they don't matter anymore. You notice the cars around you, but they don't matter either. You are lost inside my eyes, stroking and stroking and stroking your cock. You find your cock begins to come. It comes. Comes. It comes. It comes. Only a little bit at a time, just a droplet at a time, just a little tiny piece of the release that you truly need, just a little at a time, just a little spurt. And then you find it even stronger. The craving to release is even stronger. The sexual desire pumping through you is even stronger. You find yourself lost inside my words, lost inside the desire I created inside of you, lost inside my voice. You find yourself pumping faster and more frantically, embarrassed and scared and flush and sexy and helpless and completely and totally turned on. You are so helpless to stop. The pleasure's just too strong for you. The pleasure's just too strong. The pleasure's just too strong. You feel yourself beginning to come again. You come. You feel it just spurt a little bit out. Just a droplet. Just a little droplet. You feel me slowly, slowly milking you over and over and over and over again. Torturing you sexually. Torturing you sexually. And you love it. And you crave more of it. And more of it. You begin to pump your cock harder and faster now. You just know. You just know if you fight me, you can go ahead and come it all at one time. Go ahead and fight me. You'll find there's nothing you can do. You're completely helpless. And so you will spurt just a little bit again and again and again. That's right. Just one little droplet at a time. You find yourself completely and totally taken over by this new way of coming, by this new method of coming, by being slowly, manipulatively soaked one droplet at a time, and you love it, and you need more of it. You come again, just a little bit, and again, just a little bit. You find yourself on the edge of orgasm. You just stay right there. You're coming over and over and over and over and over and over again, and you can't stop it. You can't help yourself. You're unable to stop. You're unable to stop. And as you stare for just a moment into the mirror, as you look right into the rearview, you notice, you can hear the voices around you as you're trapped inside my eyes. You can notice that people notice you. They see you stroking your cock, and you're unable to stop, and you find yourself just stroking harder. You know you need to come again. You know you need to come again, and again, and again, and again. One right after another, right after another, dripping little drops of cum for a long, 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 long time. My voice stays inside your mind. My voice stays inside your mind. You find yourself going back, further and further and further and further back, all the way back to the very first time that you jacked off. That's right, the very first time you began to stroke at yourself. You began to push yourself towards a nice, strong orgasm. The very first time. And you can feel yourself there right now. You begin to stroke faster, harder, faster, harder. And you can find yourself right there. The sensation is so new and different and strange now. It's just like the very first time you ever stroked your cock. It's so different and strange now. The way that you come so easily. One droplet at a time you come. Again and again and again. Just one little bit at a time. And it turns you on so much. You just cannot get enough. You just cannot believe how much I am affecting you now. You love it and you want more of it. You need it and you crave it and you want more of it. You want more and more and more and more. You're going to find yourself addicted to this little recording. You're going to need more, and I'm going to make more of them for you. I'm going to make more little scenes where we can just get lost, where you can come in new and strange and different ways for Domenica. You adore serving Domenica. You like how much I like to sexually manipulate you. Come again and again and again, one little droplet at a time. That's right, come for Domenica. Spurt your hot, hot cum one little bit at a time, milking you slowly, so slowly. You can hear my voice inside your mind, and there's nothing you can do to turn it off. You find visions of me inside of your mind, visions of me crawling on top of your body, fucking you so hard, and there's nothing you can do. You're completely hypnotized and helpless. Every hot fantasy that you've had from the day you began to stroke yourself, they all flood through you right now. They rush through you. They pound through you. One after another, after another, after another, overwhelming you. Come. 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 You will come for me. You'll come again and again and again and again and again. Unable to stop coming for me. Unable to stop yourself one droplet at a time. I milk you one drop at a time. I milk you one drop at a time. And the more I get out of you, the more you listen to this MP3. And the more you listen to this MP3, the more you become addicted to coming just this way. You want to come how Domenica wants you to come. You want to be slowly milked. You feel yourself experiencing every single one of those fantasies that's going through you right now. You find yourself in every single one of those situations. You smell it. You feel it. You taste it. You touch it. You hear it. You are there. It's real. It's live. Orgy upon orgy upon orgy upon orgy of fantasies. So many of them, and you're appearing in all of them at one time. And all of that pleasure from all those multitudes of scenes, from all those multitudes of fantasies all coming true at one time, they slam into you so hard. They hit you. They hit you like a ton of bricks. They make you come. They make you come and come. And come over and over and over again. That's right, spread that cum around your cock. feel it all over your carcass as you stare into my eyes, as you stare into my eyes, as you stare deeper and deeper into my eyes. Lost inside my hypnotic eyes, lost inside my hypnotic voice, you find yourself surrendering to me again and again and again and again. You find yourself pumping faster now. You notice a small little crowd of females, female shoppers just standing there watching. They cannot believe their eyes. They're watching. They're not looking away embarrassed. They're staring right at you, and you feel the embarrassment flush over your body, but you do not care. You don't care. You don't care that they're standing there watching you. It doesn't matter. All that matters is the feeling of you coming over and over and over again, and the fact that it's all tied into my eyes. It's all tied into my voice. All this pleasure is tied into Dominica, Dominica, Dominica. You're going to find each time you see a stop sign when you're driving, it's going to remind you of this little experience with me. Every single time you see a stop sign, it's going to trigger this thought inside your mind, and you're going to think about yourself in the car, jerking so hard you're unable to stop. You're going to think about my eyes entrancing you, catching you inside my glare, staring right through you, taking you. You're going to find yourself so instantly turned on. You're going to need and want and crave to reach in, grab yourself and start to stroke. In fact, some of you are going to find yourself stroking in your car. Some of you are going to find you're unable to resist. You're going to be discreet, but you're not going to be able to help yourself. You need to get in the car. You need to feel the heat on your body. You need to feel your hand stroking. You need to look into the rear view, because you see my eyes there every time. You see them there staring at you. You see them there staring at you, staring through you. My voice inside your mind goading you on and on and on and on. In fact, you may even find yourself burning this CD, putting it inside your car, hiding it so that you can listen to it over and over and over again on your lunch break, on your way home from work. It doesn't matter. You'll find little places to stop off, to stop off and listen, to stop off and come. You love to come. You want to come all the time, all day and all night. You find yourself pushed towards orgasms again and again and again and again. Every time you see a stop sign, you love to drive now. You love to get inside of your car. You love to see the people walking. You love to see the other cars sliding by so slowly. You love stop signs. You love your rearview mirror. Yummy. And you love your CD player. Just my eyes alone have captured you, and you can't look away. You're helpless to look away. The pleasure is too strong. Now come again and again and again. See all the fantasies flashing into your eyes. You can see me crawling up on top of the car with my little bra on, barely anything on my body. You find yourself so transfixed by me. You find yourself mesmerized. You're still stroking over and over and over again. You're absolutely addicted to masturbating. That's right. You're addicted to my eyes, and they've addicted you to masturbating. Stop signs have addicted you to masturbating. My eyes have addicted you to masturbating. My voice has addicted you to masturbating. My MP3s. My world. My word. My command. You love. And crave and need to stroke, to pump that cock so hard, so fast, frantically pumping. Once again, your heart begins pounding. Your breath is just racing. That's right, body temperature rising. The pre-cum creates suction, suction. Squeeze and pump, squeeze and pump, squeeze and pump, come, squeeze and pump. Squeeze and pump, come. embarrassed. Squeeze and pump, squeeze and pump, squeeze and pump, helpless. Squeeze and pump, squeeze and pump, squeeze and pump. Addicted to the pleasure, addicted to the pleasure. Addicted to Dominica. Dominica's voice. Dominica's eyes. Dominica's smile. Dominica's commands. Now in a moment when I awaken you from this trance, you're going to find yourself craving to listen to it again already. You're going to find that you're able to sustain orgasms for very long periods of time. You're going to find yourself being milked. Come. You're going to find yourself being milked. Come. Come for Dominica. That's right. Squeeze and pump. Squeeze and pump. Squeeze and pump. Squeeze and pump. You're going to find you have a certain fascination with stop signs and flashing red lights. You're going to find that you love to try. You're going to find that you want to stare into the rear view. Now this never affects you while you're driving. You always stay very alert when you're driving. But when you're just sitting in the car, when you're not driving, when you're just there, you feel me. When you listen to this, you feel me. When you obey, you feel me. Wide awake. So many fantasies. So little time. Please feel free to choose other titles and selections within my library at www.MissDominica.com or my sister site, www.HypnoticAllure.com. I'm sure you'll find many, many selections to suit even the most eclectic taste.